Clive Thomas says many view our state through myth. Thomas is the editor of the just-released Alaska Politics and Public Policy. He says it isn't only visitors. Locals also carry some misconceptions. Thomas taught political science at the University of Alaska Southeast in Juneau for decades. In discussing his new work, he hopes to disabuse Alaskans of some of our myths, such as decrying the heavy hand of the federal government and looking to fix it.
It is wonderful for Alaska that Washington, D.C. is not fixed, because if it ever gets fixed, some of the people down there who won't be fighting one another will say, hey, look at this state up in the far north there. They're getting a tremendous amount of money, and they don't have any income tax, any state sales tax. Not only that, they get a permanent fund dividend.
Thomas will point to our roads, asking if you realize 90% of their funding came from federal coffers. And speaking of the permanent fund dividend, Thomas will remind you it wasn't intended to be an absolute right.
Jay Hammond, then governor, who was concerned about legislators frittering away the money, wanted to have the public see the importance of the fund and have a stake in it. My grandmother used to say, one of the first rules of life is today's privileges are tomorrow's demands. And so people look upon this as a privilege. Some look upon it as a right. Some look upon it as their money.
Thomas says when he was approached in 2009 by the University of Alaska Press to put together a new book on the state's political landscape, he wanted a comprehensive and accessible book. At more than 1,200 pages, he achieved that. The volume covers everything from natural resources to native sovereignty. Yet despite working on the volume for nearly 7 years, Thomas admits he's a bust at forecasting. In December, he was asked to predict what lawmakers would do last session.
And I say, well, you know, the legislature's got to do something in the spring because Alaska's approaching this precipice, which they're going to go over, and they have problems, you know, because their credit rating is going down. Oil revenues are not likely to come back. I said they're going to do something. I was absolutely wrong.
Thomas acknowledges lawmakers are under pressure not to touch the permanent fund dividend, but he says the fund could play an important role in stabilizing our economy. He shakes his head over politicians who promote cutting our way to prosperity. They are asking for an exodus, he says.
It's not the old people like me that leave the state. It's the young people, the entrepreneurs who could help Alaska in the future. They leave the state, the university gets cut back, and so you don't have a university that can provide good employees for places, and so they, you know, people aren't going to locate here.
In fact, Thomas is now teaching at Washington State University, but he isn't done with Alaska. He has another manual planned based on his many years running a successful Alaska legislative intern program. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.